Yesterday, we're talking about how after our president, Mr. Cyril Ramaphosa, on Sunday announced that a nationwide ban on the sale and distribution of alcohol would take effect, you know, immediately. Obviously, the decision, you know, has been met with mixed reaction from various sectors and different people. And I mean, one of our own, Sandile in studio, was actually complaining yesterday. You know, some people have argued that it's really not fair based on their on their individual perceptions, to say that, you know, as individuals they're able to drink and still be responsible, and also the whole issue of jobs being at risk of being lost was also brought up. So today we're talking about how they have stated that in order for one to understand the decision, it is important to assess the evidence of the social impact alcohol has in South African context. Now, according to the World Health Organization Global Status Report on Alcohol and Health, which was published in 2018, about a third of South Africans 15 years and older are current drinkers. Meaning they have consumed alcohol in the past 12 months. And they've also revealed that almost 60% of those engage in binge drinking. So research also shows that 83.6% of households reporting violence recounted alcohol intoxication by the perpetrator. Also, studies have linked alcohol consumption and intimate partner violence have found that 45% of men were drinking while perpetrating these acts. So I hope this information, if really you didn't understand why the president came out to say, you know what, we are banning the sale of alcohol, somehow gives you an understanding or somehow clarifies, you know, the ban of alcohol sale. It is one